The high hall rang, its roof boards swayed, and Danes shook with terror. Down the aisles the battle swept, angry and wild. Herat trembled, wonderfully built to withstand the blows, the struggling great bodies beating at its beautiful walls, shaped and fastened with iron inside and out. Artfully worked, the building stood firm. Its benches rattled, fell to the floor, gold-covered boards grating as Grendel and Beowulf battled across them. Hrothgar's wise men had fashioned Herat to stand forever. Only fire, they had planned, could shatter what such skill had put together, swallow in hot flame such splendor of ivory and iron and wood. Suddenly the sounds changed. The Danes started in new terror, cowering in their beds as the terrible screams of the Almighty's enemies sang in the darkness, the horrible shrieks of pain and defeat, the tears torn out of Grendel's taut throat, held captive caught in the arms of him who of all men on earth was the strongest.